You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Hey gang, Mike Breed here for episode 252 of the App Minute podcast. I'm going to take a look at IK Multimedia's two latest offerings for the iPad. I'm going to look at the iClip Studio for the iPad Mini or any other 7-inch tablet. And I'm also going to take a look at iClip 2, which is a universal microphone stand for your iPad. Later in the show, John Nemo will take a look at another iPad stand and a jacket from Scotty Vest. It should be a great show, so stick around and you'll be educated on some of the finer products in the Apple universe. The first product I want to take a look at with you today is the iClip 2. It's a universal microphone stand adapter for the iPad. It's produced by IK Multimedia and it goes for $39.99 online. It's made of really heavy-duty thermoplastic and it's manufactured in Italy, which kind of stands as a testament to its quality construction. And it is very, very well made. I've looked at other iPad stand adapters, and some of them were quite flimsy compared to this one. This is really solid and well built. It definitely doesn't slip around. I don't feel like the iPad is going to fall off or come ungripped, so to speak. Every place where the iPad contacts the stand has some kind of a soft silicone-type material to prevent any kind of scratching or marring of your expensive iDevice. You can adjust the angle of the iClip 2 to just about any angle you want, thanks to a ball-and-socket rotational adjustment point, which basically allows you virtually any viewing angle you could possibly want, whether it's on a mic stand, a horizontal boom, or some kind of lectern that you're using at school. When it's connected to your iPad, all of the controls for your iPad are easily accessed. It doesn't interfere with the volume adjustments or the rotation lock or anything like that. You can still plug the iPad in and charge it up if you need to while you're using it. It's really, really quality. After I got done using it myself, I tried it out in school and it worked great for my applications there. I use iPads all the time in my one-to-one classroom. I loaned it out to my friend Lonnie Park from 10 Man Push. 10 Man Push is a band who's based in Central New York State, right here in good old Cortland, New York. And they play some kind of heavy rock music, and they go all over the country. They're kind of the band of motocross. So I loaned it to Lonnie because who else better to look at one of these iPad music stands than a musician? And he took a look at it, and he really likes it. He got back to me on Facebook and told me that it's really holding up well. He uses it all the time when he's playing music on his keyboard or writing music in his studio. He says it feels much more solid than other iPad stands he's used in the past, and he gives it his thumbs up. So thanks a lot, Lonnie, from 10 Man Push. And if you want to check out their music, I highly recommend it. They're at 10manpush.com. Here's a little sample of one of 10 Man Push's slower songs. It's called New York Night Piano Version. I'll just play a few seconds of it so you can get a feel for the band. And if you like them, hey, go to 10manpush.com or check them out on the iTunes store. So thanks again, Lonnie, for helping me out with this review. And here's New York Night.
Now I can walk upon water, follow my emotion. And I'm halfway to the other side. It's not just another New York night. Every moment loosens my chains. I believe it's not just another New York night. And I can't feel
So the iClip 2, I highly recommend it. It's affordable, it's well built, You can't go wrong if you're a musician looking for a way to hook your iPad up to a mic stand or some other place in your studio where it's easy to view. The other product I wanted to take a look at with you today is just as durable. It's called the iClip Studio. It's basically made of the same thermoplastic material as the iClip 2, but it's on a smaller scale. It's really designed to act as a stand for either the full-sized iPad or, as I just received, for the iPad mini or any other 7-inch tablet. Maybe you have an Android tablet and want to use it for that. It's real solid, just like the iClip 2, like I said before. It's got little silicone rubber feet on the bottom to hold it in place securely. Where it touches your iPad mini, again, there are little silicone rubber bumpers that help protect it and keep the finish from getting marred up. And it's solid. Well, you put the iPad mini in there, doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. It has 7 different positions to adjust it at, and basically you can adjust it to any viewing angle. It's just handy. I mean, how many times have you wanted to hold your iPad up to watch a movie, to use when playing music, or anything else, but you don't want to use a mic stand? You just want to set it on a tabletop. Well, the iClip Studio is the solution to that problem. It goes for $29.99 online, and again, it's by IK Multimedia. So thank you, Star Ackerman, and thank you, Lonnie Park from 10 Man Push, for helping me out with this week's reviews for the iClip 2 and the iClip Studio for the iPad Mini. And this has been Mike Breed for the App Minute Podcast, signing out. Back to you, Nemo.
Mike Breed is the name. App Minute is the game.
This is App Minute with John Nemo.
A company called Caddy Buddy. That's CaddyBuddy.com. Caddy Buddy has the most versatile iPad mount and stand of all time. It works on a tripod, it works in your lap, it works on a tabletop, it works for photography, for youngsters, for oldsters, and the best thing about it is the video that Mike, the company owner and developer and designer and builder, has put on YouTube is the most outstanding homegrown promotional video I have ever seen. So please go to our show notes and the links at appminute.com, because he says it and does it and shows it with his adorable children much better than I can. $50. This is unbelievably versatile with or without a case, every single model of full-size iPad. Congratulations, Mike, on the Caddy Buddy. One more thing unrelated to this I want you to know about. Our friends at Scott E. Vest have a brand new jacket that I'm going to be reviewing. It has a bizarre name. It's called the Tropiformer. That's a hybrid of their tropical vest and their transformer jacket. Anyway, it's the Tropiformer. This is a relatively high-end jacket, lightweight, very well built for summer and for warm weather use. So I'll let you know when my review is done, but it's just arrived. It's an outstanding jacket. It's going to get a very high review. So once again, Caddy Buddy, iPad mount, bracket and tripod mount, and the Tropiformer jacket from Scott E. Vest. Thanks for sticking with that minute. We appreciate it. Nemo signing off.
Hey, Tim.
Huh?
Tim, we're going to do the show.
I'm playing Boba Fett pinball, man.
But Tim, it's time for us to record Tech Fan.
Well, this is about... Oh, dang it. Oh, it went in the Sarlacc pit. I hate when that happens.
Tim, I know you like pinball, but we need to do our show. We need to talk about technology and gadgets and even video games, even pinball.
And, oh, did you say something about pinball?
Yeah, I did, but you weren't listening.
I think I'm going to... Oh.
Yeah. Tech Fan. I think it's going to be a solo show.
Go Boba Fett! Oh. Huh? I'm sorry. I'll put this down. What?
Let's record a show.
It's the Tech Fan Podcast, right here on the Stoplight Network.